WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. A 25th anniversary edition of the Superfly soundtrack has just been reissued by Rhino Records. The film was one of the black action classics of the 70s. The soundtrack was enormously influential on film and pop music. We're going to hear a 1993 interview with Curtis Mayfield, who composed and performed the score. Mayfield is one of the great singers and songwriters of soul music. In the 60s, with his group The Impressions, he had such hits as Gypsy Woman, People Get Ready, I'm So Proud, We're a Winner, and It's All Right. In 1990, he was the victim of a freak stage accident. He was performing at an outdoor concert before an audience of about 10,000 people in Brooklyn, New York, when a lighting scaffold was blown over by a gust of wind and fell on Mayfield, breaking his neck, leaving him paralyzed from the neck down. He's been recording again. In fact, this year, his CD, New World Order, was nominated for a Grammy. Well, here's an excerpt of our interview in which we talked about his music for the film Superfly.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong.
Get the assignment to write Superfly, the songs that you wrote for the film of that name. It's really such a great score, you know, such a great set of songs.
Well, a gentleman by the name of Philip Bentley in New York came to the Lincoln Center where I was appearing. Between shows, I met him and Sig Shore, who was to become the producer. Philip wrote the screenplay, and they were very hot about, especially Philip, who was from 125th Street, New York City. He wanted me to write the music for Superfly.
Was Superfly the first time that you used the wah-wah guitar?
It probably was.
How did you start doing that?
Well, I didn't use the wah-wah, to be honest. One of my guitarists actually introduced the wah-wah to me, and he was actually the wah-wah player.
It's funny, you know, every action TV show ended up, like, using that sound afterwards.
Well, that was a quite popular gadget or instrument.
Yeah. I know that when you were growing up, your grandmother had a church, the Traveling Soul Spiritualist Church. Did you hear her preach a lot?
Oh, yes. Reverend A.B. Mayfield, Annabelle Mayfield. And, of course, I heard her preach a lot. And I probably, even in my sleep, subconsciously observed a whole lot of her sermons. And I believe through herself and my mother, who was quite fond of all types of music and poems and things of that sort. She used to read to me a lot of the old Paul Laurence Dunbar writings and lyrics, and I was quite acquainted with the limericks and Dr. Seuss of the old years. And and of course, I identified with her teaching me a few things on the piano as a youngster. So through these two ladies, I believe over the years, I've carried out not only my ambitions, but theirs as well.
Now, did you sing in her church?
Yes, I did as I became older. Around 7, 8 years old, I became acquainted with my cousins who was a part of the church, and they started a group known as the Northern Jubilees. And I believe this is what sort of laid out my fundamentals as to harmonies, because I can recall years ago of our playing and my watching this black and white specialty record, which was 78 RPMs then, and listening to such artists as Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, the Five Blind Boys, and of course you'd have to wind up this Victrola that we had and insert needles every so many records to keep, you know, to keep it going proper. And this is how I got started, I believe, with my harmonies.
What part did you sing in the group?
I was always a tenor.
When you started playing guitar and started writing songs, were they secular songs or gospel songs?
They were what I would think pop songs, you know. While I have written a few gospel songs, which would be looked upon as gospel, I call them more inspirational. Such songs as People Get Ready and Keep On Pushing. Keep On Pushing actually was written as a gospel song. However, I found that all I need do was change one lyric or one word, and it was pop for us.
What, the word was God that you would change?
That's right. Instead of God gave me my strength, I said I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
Keep on. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
You became the lead singer of The Impressions after Jerry Butler left, and the first hit that you had with you as lead singer was Gypsy Woman. This was, I think, 1961. So you wrote the song, you sang lead. It's a great record. It's funny. The lyric is about something that I'm sure you had absolutely no firsthand knowledge of, you know, a gypsy woman who, you know, all through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men. I mean, did you know any gypsy women when you wrote this?
No. And that's absolutely true. But I saw lots of Western movies.
Oh, right. I'm sure I saw the same ones.
Yes. And it's funny, 20, 25 years later, I'm in Germany, and I'm performing in concert, and I'm hearing people, you know, calling for Gypsy Woman, which was in the repertoire, but I hadn't come to it yet. And after the show, I had an interview such as what we're doing now, and the interviewer spoke in terms of there being lots of gypsies in the place, which was out of the ordinary. Gypsies never came to concerts. And, of course, they asked me about it, and I had no idea other than maybe the song. They liked the song. Well, after the interview, across the street, I'd been invited to a restaurant where there was about 50 to 75 gypsies, all the men sitting in a circle and their women in the middle. And when I walked in the place, they gave me a standing ovation, great applause. And one of the gentlemen came up to shake my hand, and they say, "Curtis, we've been waiting for you for 20 years.
Curtis Mayfield recorded in 1993. A 25th anniversary edition of the Superfly soundtrack has just been released by Rhino Records.